This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today on the program, we're speaking with Katie Sagasser, the Director of Genetic Counseling at Juno Diagnostics, a women's health company focused on improving equitable access to prenatal care. And Katie, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm thrilled to be here.
Well, you're certainly more than welcome. Looking forward to hearing more about Juno Diagnostics and your offering. So the company you work for, Juno Diagnostics, develops innovative solutions to improve access to health information, especially surrounding pregnancy. Can you tell us a little bit more about what the company does to kick things off today?
Yeah, of course. So our company, Juno Diagnostics, we exist to make information from reproductive genetic screening accessible to everyone, regardless of where they live, how much money they make, whether they have health insurance, and even more factors. Our founders, they were part of the team at Sequenome. This company was the first to commercially launch a test called non-invasive prenatal screening, or NIPS, back in 2011. And that product looked for common chromosome conditions like Down syndrome. And it's now a routine part of prenatal care. The American College of OBGYNs back in 2020 recommended that every single pregnant person be offered this screen because of its excellent performance in detecting some of these chromosome conditions. Yet there are lots of issues within the United States regarding people's access to having this screening. That can be from a financial perspective or just of a more logistical concern, like being able to get to a phlebotomy lab and take time away from work to have that extra appointment, or having easy venous access for a blood draw. So Juno, we're trying to change that landscape by offering at-home finger prick blood tests for this type of reproductive genetic screening.
Well, that is fantastic and certainly some good information to kick things off here today. Now, also, I understand you're the Director of Genetic Counseling at Juno Diagnostics. Tell us more about your role there and what a genetic counselor actually does.
Yeah, of course. So at Juno, my role here is to oversee the delivery of all genetic counseling services. So that includes both genetic counseling done in real time in like a face-to-face telehealth format, as well as genetic counseling that's done through engaging video content. This is much more scalable, again, with that emphasis of trying to make genetic screening information and the associated counseling accessible for everybody. Even people who might not have the time and resources to be able to take off from work to go meet with a specialist like a genetic counselor. So genetic counselors are specially trained master's level healthcare professionals. Genetic counseling is a terminal master's degree. There's not a doctorate of genetic counseling in the United States. So these master's level healthcare professionals have really unique expertise in both human genetics as well as psychotherapeutic counseling. And genetic counselors, they really practice within all different medical disciplines. So it's not uncommon to see a genetic counselor working in the oncology space or in pediatrics or neurology and many others. But I've focused specifically within the reproductive realm or prenatal genetics. And so reproductive genetic counselors serve to address all different types of questions and concerns pertaining to the options of reproductive genetic screening and testing. So really at the core, prenatal genetic counselors understand and respect that no two parents' journeys and lived experiences are exactly the same. So we want to help parents of all different backgrounds reach reproductive care decisions that are aligned with their own needs and their values within their family planning journey. We work as part of the obstetrical care team. We offer support and information for parents who might be receiving really unexpected news during a pregnancy, or prospective parents encountering some type of an unforeseen risk as they plan their reproductive future. So that might take the form of some type of a surprise being detected on a prenatal ultrasound, or routine blood screening revealing some type of unanticipated high risk, or maybe even a family member sharing information of a genetic diagnosis that could impact you or your baby or future child. Genetic counselors, they are integral in all of these situations as devoted advocates for a person's ability to make informed and autonomous healthcare decisions.
Now, some of our listeners may be wondering, and you can help them out in this regard, why is genetic screening so important for pregnant women or parents trying to conceive?
Sure, that's a great question. And I just want to emphasize that genetic screening can be incredibly important for many people who are thinking about conceiving. But in the same breath, there's plenty of folks out there who will come to the decision that genetic screening might not be the right choice for them, and that's perfectly okay. Many people can feel empowered from prenatal screening or testing information beyond that which ultrasound can provide. So typically throughout the pregnancy journey, there tends to be at least two primary ultrasounds that a person will have, really to assess the viability and growth and overall health of the fetus and the placenta, and obviously like how's the pregnant person doing as a whole too. But beyond that ultrasound information, having genetic screening or genetic testing information can offer sometimes a much more in-depth analysis beyond what's visible to the naked eye from an ultrasound. So for example, things like chromosome variations, they may or may not have some type of noticeable feature on an ultrasound, or there may be inherited genetic conditions that routine ultrasound screening isn't going to be able to identify because they can present with metabolic complications, for example. So many people who are navigating their family planning journey or their reproductive future, they think that that advanced knowledge of the genetic health of their child can be really empowering to them and help them feel prepared. So I see this play out all across the spectrum of kind of informed care decisions. Some people, they just want to know simply what's the sex of my baby. I want to be able to bond and prepare in this very simple way. And if that's the level of detail that a person wants to have, that's perfectly fine. For many other people, having more intricate medical knowledge about their pregnancy, such as I mentioned, like the chance for a chromosome condition or an inherited genetic disease, that can give them insight to make really concrete, tangible decisions in their delivery planning and more, really. So for example, if a reproductive genetic screen like non-invasive prenatal screening or NIPS, if this returns suggesting that a pregnancy has an increased chance for a chromosome variation, that can offer parents the opportunity to not only prepare, but potentially tailor their obstetrical care appropriately. So a pregnant person who might be hoping for, let's say, a home birth, they were planning to deliver in the tub at home, maybe they have a lay midwife. If they have this advanced knowledge from non-invasive prenatal screening that their pregnancy has this increased chance, they might need to pivot their third trimester prenatal care plans and their delivery plans in case their baby really does have this condition and would benefit from more advanced high-level care at a hospital that has a NICU in case that's necessary for the child's health and well-being. In contrast, other people who decide to have non-invasive prenatal screening and their results return with screen negative or low risk results, they might really benefit from having that type of peace of mind during their pregnancy journey. So those are some examples of ways that genetic screening can be really important and empowering for people who are pregnant or thinking about conceiving.
Really appreciate the thorough response, and that is most helpful for sure. Today we're speaking with Katie Sagesser, the Director of Genetic Counseling at Juno Diagnostics, a women's health company focused on improving equitable access to prenatal care here on eHealth Radio's Female Health and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, we also hear Juno Diagnostics will be launching the Juno Birch fetal gender test soon. Tell us what this test will do.
Yeah, so our Birch test, it is a non-invasive blood test, meaning that it's done from a finger prick that can be collected at home. And it simply looks for the presence of Y chromosome material within the blood of the pregnant person. So from a chromosomal or genetic sex perspective, you might recall that typically most human females have two X chromosomes, so XX, whereas most human males have an X chromosome and a Y chromosome, or XY. During pregnancy, when looking at circulating cell-free DNA of a pregnant person, so that is DNA that's no longer housed within the nucleus of a cell, the cell is sort of like exploded and released all of these chromosome fragments throughout the pregnant person's circulation, there's going to be DNA not only from the pregnant person, but also from the placenta. And so with a test like the Birch fetal sex test, we're able to examine the pregnant person's cell-free DNA and identify whether there is any Y chromosome fragments within. If Y chromosome material is detected within this finger prick sample from the pregnant person, since that person has an ongoing pregnancy and presumably themselves have two X chromosomes, that Y chromosome that's detected is most likely coming from the placenta, which infers that, okay, you're most likely having a baby boy. So we're really excited to be launching this test. It's a fun, you know, recreational, non-medical test that, you know, we recognize from talking to so many pregnant people out there that getting to discover the sex of your baby prior to delivery, it can just be a really fun way to bond during pregnancy. And we believe that if people want to have access to this information, it's our job to really level the playing field and help them get access to that information.
Katie, really appreciate all the thorough coverage here and all the information and insight shared here as well on behalf of Juno Diagnostics. As we conclude, does Juno Diagnostics have any other products available or anything in the works looking ahead?
Sure thing. So as we talked about, we're really excited to launch the Birch fetal sex test very soon. However, Juno's main medical product is called non-invasive prenatal screening, or NIPS. And so our non-invasive prenatal screen will be released shortly after the fetal sex test is launched. And so, as we discussed earlier, non-invasive prenatal screening is a blood test that is recommended by the American College of OBGYNs, so that all pregnant people at least have the option. They should know that this screen is the best way for a non-invasive evaluation of common fetal chromosome conditions. And what makes Juno's NIPS unique is that, unlike other competitors in this space, we're able to offer this from a finger prick blood test that can be collected either in the physician's office or the obstetrical care provider's office or at home. Again, with this mindset and mission of really prioritizing equitable access to reproductive care. We don't want to let any barriers stand in the way of somebody being able to have access to information that might really, really impact their pregnancy journey. So by offering non-invasive prenatal screening that can be collected from the comfort and convenience of home as early as 9 weeks into pregnancy, we really, really hope to be changing the landscape of non-invasive prenatal screening for all pregnant people out there. And with Juno's services, we're going to have lots and lots of my team's services accessible as well. So genetic counseling content available on demand in ways that are truly scalable and accessible at all times, as well as consultations in real time with board certified genetic counselors for when people have these important questions either about screening that they're considering or results that they've received that they want to talk through with an expert who really gets what they're going through.
Again, Katie, we want to thank you for your time spent with us here today, and I'm sure listeners want to know how they could get more information on Juno Diagnostics and how they could be in touch as well.
Yeah, of course. So visiting Juno's website at www.junodx.com, that's definitely the best way to stay in touch with what we have going on.
And of course, we'll leave that link within the show notes of this broadcast to aid the audience as well. Again, Katie, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks so much, Eric. It's a pleasure.
It certainly was. And again, thanks so much. We've been speaking with Katie Sagasser, the Director of Genetic Counseling at Juno Diagnostics, a women's health company focused on improving equitable access to prenatal care. And once again, for all the details, visit junodx.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.